There is more news from the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The group's prophet, Warren Jeffs, was sent to prison in 2010 after being convicted in Texas of the sexual assault of teenage girls. Utah appointed a trustee to look after the property holdings of the church that were held in a trust. And now, Arizona's Attorney General Thomas Horn is moving to disband the police force in the twin towns of Hilldale, Utah, and Colorado City, Arizona. What is wrong with the local police, and what has happened to the community since Jeffs was convicted? Joining us now to talk about those questions and more is Nate Carlisle, who is a reporter for the Salt Lake Tribune. He writes the polygamy blog on the paper's website, and he joins us from the studios of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Nate Carlisle, welcome to KNPR.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
The Arizona Attorney General has moved to close down the local police department in these FLDS towns. Why now?
Well, in short, they feel like they have enough evidence now. They have a former town marshal who has recanted the testimony he's given in various legal proceedings for years and is admitting that, yes, the FLDS does run the marshal service, even dictating who goes to the police academies and who joins the marshal service. And they're helping other FLDS avoid process servers. According to this marshal's new testimony, they are obstructing law enforcement who are trying to serve warrants. Really a litany of things that everyone suspected has gone on for decades, but now we have an eyewitness to it.
You have looked through the deposition of the former marshal, and he had some real horror stories to tell. Give us some examples of what he said the police were doing.
One of the most interesting circumstances, the marshal talked about how they would, quote unquote, slow walk other law enforcement who came to town. And what that term describes is a sheriff's office or federal agents would arrive with a warrant or subpoena, and the marshals would make an announcement over their radio that such and such was here to serve so and so. And everyone in the marshal service, the fire department, and search and rescue, or anyone else who was privy to the police scanner would hear that and get the word to the party that was about to be served. So that party could go hide or otherwise that obstruct the law enforcement that was there to do the honest job.
The chief who spilled the beans was not himself a member of the FLDS, and he was stood down. How did he come to be in charge of a police force composed of members of the FLDS?
Well, you need to distinguish FLDS from a relatively new elite subset of them called the United Order. This is something Warren Jeffs and his brother Lyle Jeffs started just a few years ago. And so the marshal in question, Helaman Barlow, may or may not consider himself FLDS. I don't know. But he apparently has left the United Order. So he, for years, told all these lies on the witness stand about what was happening in Colorado City. And I guess the turning point was when he started to face retaliation over not being in the United Order any longer. And at that point, he decided to come clean.
Did the police force act as enforcers and protectors of the FLDS, as Attorney General Horn alleges?
Yes. The slow walking is one example of that. But also this marshal is admitting to just generally harassing people who had left the FLDS or the United Order to, again, helping obstruct law enforcement in one way or another. I mean, the outside law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Also, they would kind of pick and choose who they did investigate for any given crime. For example, this marshal admitted to knowing a few of the men in town who had married underage girls, including at least one marshal, and yet he never investigated it.
You alluded to harassment. What kind of harassment was a part of this mix?
Well, I mean, they could run license plates and then, stop that person and give them a hard time about, any minuscule thing that did or did not exist on their vehicle. If someone would arrive at a home in Hilldale that they had a legal right to be at that home, the marshals could still find some way to allege they are trespassing. And the other thing they would do is they would give church security access to law enforcement databases, license plate databases, for example. And so church security would know who was going in and out of the town. And that security force could then try to produce some kind of harassment on people who were not in the United Order.
You had mentioned some things not being investigated, case in point being at least one marshal marrying an underage girl. Were there any other activities that were not investigated that probably should have been?
Well, in one circumstance, there was a marshal who was making silencers. And before everyone gets freaked out at that, the good news is it sounds like all he wanted to do was shoot up in the mountains and not scare the cattle. Be that as it may, that's still a crime. Silencers are illegal, and law enforcement has an affirmative responsibility to investigate crimes like that, felony crimes, and the marshal didn't do that. That's just one example.
The lawsuit that sparked this, was that suit and the changes that seem to have come on Hilldale, Arizona, and Colorado City, Utah, only possible once the leadership of the FLDS had been jailed?
That's an interesting question, and it gets into why some people have left the United Order and left the FLDS. Barlow, it sounds like, had enough at one point, so he left, and that's why he felt retaliation. But it is true that the lawsuit originally filed by the Cook family, who could not get a water hookup for years, really started rolling the ball, and the federal government joined the lawsuit as a party, and they've really been aggressive in trying to weed out the inner workings of all government in Hilldale and in Colorado City and identify what was discrimination on the city government's part.
So if Arizona's Attorney General Thomas Horn follows through on his move to disband the police force in the two towns, and a federal judge acts on that and does dissolve the local force, who's going to police these two towns on the Arizona-Utah border?
Well, that's a good point. You assume that the respective sheriff's offices would assume law enforcement there. That raises some problems in that from the perspective of the FLDS and the United Order, you now have an occupying force policing the town. Be that as it may, it sounds like everyone's had enough of the marshal's office. And in the totality of the evidence, including how the rest of the city governments work to benefit the FLDS and discriminate against outsiders, it'll be interesting to see if the federal judge thinks there's enough there to disband the police force.
Has this encouraged some members to separate themselves from the FLDS church?
What I've heard is, you know, they've left Warren Jeffs for all the other bad things he's done, you know, child sex abuse, separating families, et cetera, et cetera. My experience with the FLDS is that it comes down to the personal. When Warren Jeffs does enough against you and against your family, they've had enough and they leave.
How has the community changed since Warren Jeffs was sent to prison?
That's a good question. In some ways, it's very much the way it was. But I think slowly, you know, every day it seems like someone leaves and joins kind of a dissident group, meaning they still consider themselves FLDS, but they don't follow Warren Jeffs any longer. But I mean, the deposition makes pretty clear that he, at least indirectly, still has his hand on the throttle in that town, mostly through his brother Lyle, who is the bishop in Short Creek.
Yeah, if that be the case, what kind of future do the two towns have?
I don't know. I mean, it's tough to ever see a scenario where it's a normal American town. And let it be said that this has all been tried before, you know, investigating the leadership, trying to disband the marshals, and it's had little to no success. This is different in that there are, first of all, the leader is in jail, prison, and they've got real witnesses on the ground, witnesses who are telling what's happening there. There's a legal case already proceeding. And the FLDS has not won a court battle in some time now. For really decades there, they were on a pretty good roll of winning in the courts, and that's changed.
Nate Carlisle is a reporter for the Salt Lake Tribune and writes the paper's polygamy blog. Nate Carlisle, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.